Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to part 67 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLoshon Project, To Think Before We Speak. The Chafetz Chaim writes, Ein shum chiluk, there's no difference who you're talking to, bein hu im hu misaper la'anoshim acherim, whether you're speaking to other people, non-relatives, Ola ishto, or a person is speaking the Lashon Hara to their, he says, wife, spouse, which direction, but husband, wife, to share with one another. Im lo shehu davar shetzorech lahodia mepnei ha-to'eles sheti yemizeh. Unless there's a specific benefit that we seem to be able to get by relating this information. A benefit is not to savor the downfall of another person or their ridicule. A benefit means a legitimate halachic benefit, kigon, for example, shehima kefes la'anoshim royim, she's extending credit to people who are not trustworthy, and later it's going to be very hard to collect that money. And therefore, he relates to her this information, or likewise, she would relate to him such information. Don't do business with that person because of a concern. The wording that the Chafetz Chaim uses over here is very carefully chosen when he talks about a shutaf, a partner that shares such information with his partner to avoid certain relationships. He would say, Shebedaito. It appears to me that einam becheskes ne'emonim, that they're not trustworthy. Because even when we dealt with toeles for a purpose, you can't lie. You can't say definitively something that you don't know definitively, but if you have a concern, you're allowed to protect yourself. Likewise, later in the paragraph, the Chafetz Chaim writes, Yomar lo, you could say to her, meaning the case of the spouse, Shamati al Poloni kach v'kach. I have heard about that person the following, Al kein hi zohari. Therefore, be careful not to extend credit. The Chafetz Chaim observes that Rabim mishtabshim boze, many people make a serious error regarding information shared with relatives, particularly with a spouse, that they relate. Kol ma she'era lohem imploni, everything that happened to them regarding other people. And the result is marbe bezeh machlokes, it increases disagreements and breakdowns when there's no reason for it. Sometimes a person comes home and they need to work through a problem that they had during the day, but we know what that sounds like when a person is looking to work it through. But when a person is looking to pile on anger, so in such cases, shelo legalos leishto, the spouse doesn't have to get a play-by-play review of the day with all of its animosity or discomfort. In the footnote, the Chafetz Chaim writes that this is one of the considerations on the Mishnah in Avos, Al tarba sicha im ha'isha. Do not overly have conversations with your wife. And he says that at least on one level, this is referring to unnecessary, just shooting the breeze conversation, which actually amounts to sharing Lashon Hara unnecessarily. Likewise, not only in the case of a spouse, afilo ochal ochiv etzel oviv, relating to a parent something that a sibling did, gam kein Lashon Hara gemurahi, that straightforward Lashon Hara. In fact, that seems to be the story of Yosef, in which he related dibasam ra'a, bad information, to his father. Hayolo lahochicho tchila beino levein atzmo. Proper behavior is to try to work it out, to be big, and to have these conversations with one another instead of using Lashon Hara as the method of resolution. Imlo shehu mishaer, unless a person truly assesses it, that this other person, this other relative, will be the best person to influence a good and pleasant outcome. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.